Good morning. Welcome to Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land. I have an interesting guest today, a guy that I've wanted to talk to for some time about his life, career, and what he's doing now, and that's Don K. Wood. And I throw the K in because back in the day in high school, there was a Don J. Wood. And Don, what does the K stand for?
K-A-Y.
K-A-Y.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I got a little ribbing on that, but
I would imagine you did. Well, when I mentioned the other day I was going to interview Don Wood, they said, D-K? I said, yes, because years ago it was D-J maybe.
Right.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for coming out. We're going to find out about where you grew up, grade school, high school, career, because I know you were a teacher at FCHS for many years, and you had an interesting time in the Army, so we'll get into those stories, but right now we're going to take a break, and I'll be back with Meet Your Neighbor after this.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The credit card is the cigarette of the financial world.
It was cool, man. It was. I mean, you remember when you were in college and they gave you a credit card? Yeah, man, sign up. We'll give you a free hat. We'll give you a T-shirt. We'll give you a pizza, man.
And so begins the addiction. It was cool to get credit. Now, the credit card will kill you. Not physically, but financially. It'll kill you. You just don't meet rich people with a credit card debt. Hello. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Welcome back. This is Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land. In the studio with me today is Fairfield resident Don K. Wood. Don, many of our listeners will know that you were certainly a teacher and a coach at high school, but let's go back. Where did it all start for you?
Well, I was born in Clinton County, Kentucky. That's over toward the eastern Kentucky. And I moved to western Kentucky when I was 2 years and 8 months old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
this was in 1934 when I was born.
1934?
When you get to my age, you become proud of your age.
You're approaching middle age. You know, as we get older, we're always approaching middle age. So how long were you in Kentucky then?
Well, I was in Kentucky until I came to Fairfield to teach.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to grade school?
I spent 3 years in a one-room country school,
mm-hmm,
and got a real good start. My favorite teacher was the only teacher there.
Everybody knew everybody, yeah, didn't they?
Miss Myra Cunningham. And I spent 3 years in grade school there at the one room, and then we were consolidated into the grade school in the county seat in Cadiz, Kentucky, mm-hmm, Trigg County.
Down around Hopkinsville?
West of Hopkinsville,
okay.
20 miles.
I've been to Cadiz, C-A-D-I-Z.
Yes.
Neat little town, right on the interstate there.
Yes.
And so you go to grade school for the 8 years. Did you enjoy any particular subject more than others?
The way it was set up there were six grades in one plant, and then the top six grades in another. So 1 through 6 in one, and then 7 through 12 in the other one. And I got interested in sports and basketball in particular in grade school. And since there were grades 7 and 8 with the high school, I played on the junior varsity basketball team when I was in the 8th grade.
Point guard, forward?
Yes, I was pretty short at that time.
Pretty good ball handler, huh?
Well, I thought so.
Favorite subject in grade school?
Well, I always loved history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and still do.
And then so you get out of, while you're in high school, any college in your mind back then? Did you have any idea what you might do after you're done with 12th grade?
Well, I began thinking about coaching, mm-hmm, basketball when I was in high school, and my high school coach was one that probably influenced me on that in particular. And I guess my favorite teacher was Geneva Wallace, rather. Mm-hmm. And she had a son that was also influential in my life.
Do you have any relatives or kinfolk down around Cadiz anymore?
Well, I come from a family. There were 7 of us children,
mm-hmm,
and in this year, there were six of us that were still living at ages 82 to 91.
Really?
Yeah.
Long livers.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy Kentucky? I mean, were you an outdoors type guy?
Well, yes, I was and still like to be. And I paid for that some by my skin condition, not being able to tolerate too much sun. But I do like the outdoors. And mentioning Kentucky, I've been a UK Wildcat fan ever since I was 7 or 8 years old. Uh-huh.
Well, there are several around. Yeah. And boy, they're dedicated. They got they bleed blue. Is that what they say?
Yes, I cried when we lost, but we didn't lose often.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get to any UK games?
I've only been one time, mm-hmm. and I got to go to Rupp Arena.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about 3 or 4 years ago.
So you're in high school, getting ready to get out of 12th grade, and what are you thinking you're going to do?
Well, I played on the varsity basketball team my junior and senior year, and we played larger schools like Paducah and Murray and Hopkinsville and Madisonville and Mayfield, and we competed pretty well with them. And I never hoped to get a scholarship to college, but I ended up going to college and walking on in basketball and not getting to play very little. Never started a varsity basketball game all my career there, but did participate in track in college.
Running
events
distance.
And also jumping, mm-hmm. high jump and long jump.
Well, we'll get into this a little bit later, but was tennis going on at that time?
I never had a tennis racket in my hand until I was in college, and I didn't play on the college team, but they had tennis courts, mm-hmm. and so I started playing tennis when I was in college.
What did you like most about college?
I liked the sports,
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the courses that I took in education because I thought that was something I was going to be using in later life.
And you had planned that you wanted to be a coach and teacher?
Yes.
What did you want to teach?
Well, I first started out to be in business management, mm-hmm. but then I changed to business education. And I ended up with about 30 more semester hours than necessary because I did go for 4.5 years to college, and that was because I did play some sports, mm-hmm. and because I changed my major.
Did you have to have a minor back then? I know some of the colleges, you declare a major and then you have a minor.
Yeah. Well, I ended up with a double major
in
PE, mm-hmm. and in business education.
Thinking that I'm going to get out of college, I'm going to find a teaching position. Any idea where you thought you might like to go teach?
Well, I had made friends with some guys that were from Southern Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and I had thought that there was maybe better opportunity for salaries in Illinois than there was in Kentucky, and there was at that time. And so I had thought about maybe sometime teaching in Southern Illinois.
To find a job back then, did the college help you find maybe a list of schools that had openings and you fire off your letter of application and your resumes?
Yes. When I came back from service, when I was in college, it was a time when people were being drafted and many people had the feeling that some boys were going to school to keep from being drafted. And so whenever I graduated in January of 1958, I went immediately to my draft board at Cadiz, Kentucky, and said, I want to be on the list of the next ones going from this place.
Mm-hmm.
And they were happy to accommodate me. And in less than a month after my graduation, I was in service.
We had an interesting news article recently that was talking about Elvis Presley and him going in the service. I believe he went in like in March of 1958 and spent 2 years. He went over to Germany. Did you end up in Germany as well?
Yes, I did. When I went to Fort Hood, Texas for my basic training, 2 weeks after I arrived there, I saw Elvis Presley's group come in.
Mm-hmm.
He had long hair, but a day later he didn't.
Changes quickly, doesn't it? So you were at Fort Hood with Elvis?
Yes, I was. Not during basic training. Mm-hmm. We weren't in the same company, but after basic training, we were in the same company the rest of my 2 years, including a stint in Germany.
So how was it? I'm an Elvis fan. In fact, I just watched a new release called Elvis Presley, The Searcher, and it really got into some detail about his time in the service. It had some scenes, pictures that I had never seen before. So you're in Germany, and obviously you see him, right?
Yes. I had a degree in accounting in college, and so they put me into preparing a payroll mm-hmm. for two line companies, which would be 100 men in each company, 200 each month would get their pay. And I worked in the personnel office, and Elvis Presley came into the personnel office several times during that time.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it?
Yes.
My gosh.
And since there were many problems with the payroll for servicemen that were bringing their families over and some marrying German women, payroll got pretty complicated, and I would have to go to division finance occasionally. And my officer there in the office would requisition a vehicle for me, and Elvis Presley would take me to Frankfurt, Germany.
So he drove you?
Yes.
Wow.
I wasn't his driver. He was mine.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. I'm talking with Don K. Wood of Fairfield, and we're up to his time in the service in Germany. We're in the late 50s now, and we'll be back and continue our visit after this message.
I don't ever support anything blindly. I don't ever support anything and rule out any exception if there's a mistake made. And there are way more good cops than bad cops. I shouldn't even have to say this crap, but we got stupid people on both sides who want to have their periods just because they think I'm disagreeing with them, and y'all can sit down. I'm not interested in being y'all's friend. Those people, I don't care. I sound like I'm interested in being those people's friends? No. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
Welcome back. It's Meet Your Neighbor. I'm Dave Land. In the studio with me today is Fairfield resident Don K. Wood. And up to this point, we have him growing up in Kentucky, going to college at Murray State College, now university, kind of like McKendree is
yes.
now a university. He gets out of college, makes himself eligible to serve our country, and by gosh, they want you. So in 1958, he's in the Army, goes over to Germany in the same unit with Elvis Presley. So when did you get out of the service? Was it a two-year commitment?
It was 2 years. I had taken ROTC in college, and when I went into service, I was already at a E2 pay and never got above E3 because my rank was frozen at mm-hmm. that time and couldn't go beyond that. Yeah.
Did you ever consider making the Army a career?
No, I never did.
You knew 2 years, and that's good, and I'm going to move on.
I wanted to do my 2 years, and that was all I wanted.
Did you spend a year over in Germany?
Or 18 months in Germany.
And then a little time, of course, in basic, and then you come back, and you get your, what is it, the ETS? You get out of the service.
Yeah.
What are you thinking you're going to do when you're out of the service? You have this education.
I want to become a teacher and coach, and so I go to the placement office for Murray State University, mm-hmm. and they tell me the places that have openings that are available for our teachers and coaches, and one of them was in Illinois. And so, in fact, the first one was in Mill Shoals, Illinois, at
Mills Prairie
High School.
Mm-hmm.
And so I taught 4 years there.
You were teaching P.E. or?
P.E. and
okay.
business subjects and coaching everything. It was just one coach, one athletic director.
They had basketball and track. And
track maybe, and baseball.
And baseball.
Yeah.
And so you're there at Mills Prairie for 4 years enjoying it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then, so after 4 years, what are you thinking or what happens?
Well, I got this a chance to come to Fairfield, and I'd have to thank Weldon Kendrick and mm-hmm. Larry Odom for mm-hmm. that opportunity. My last year at Mills Prairie, we had a winning record of 14 wins and 10 losses, and that might be the best that they'd ever had up to that point.
Does a player's name or two come to mind from that team?
Oh, yes. We have Archie Duckworth mm-hmm. and McDowell.
Marion
yes. McDowell.
Sure.
And those guys.
They were good athletes. Marion was yeah. quite a pitcher, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I left before they graduated.
Okay.
So I left a real good squad mm-hmm. that eventually ended up in their senior year beating Carmi.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. So you're looking to come to Fairfield. You've interview,
mm-hmm. and in order to be the assistant basketball coach under Coach Odom, mm-hmm. I had to take fresh off football.
What'd you think of that?
Well,
I mean,
I didn't really want that, but I was very willing to take it to have the basketball.
And in the classroom, what were you doing?
I was teaching PE when I first came, exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets very old, all day long teaching PE. And if I recall, you might have been a freshman in 1964.
I was. Fall of 64.
Whenever I came. And I believe a PE class was the only class that I had you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
the red shorts and the white shirts and
yes.
Yeah, hurry up, guys. So, well, yeah, I wasn't sure what time or what year you came. Larry Williams came around. He may have already been
here. I think he was there when I came.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you ended up with what is now called keyboard, but it was type. You taught
yes.
typing class.
Yes.
Or business.
I did teach typing. In fact, I taught at least 12 different subjects, which mm-hmm. I think is a record at Fairfield
How
High
many?
School. 12 different subjects.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Because we had several semester courses rather mm-hmm. than 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught business law and business management and introduction to business and business math and consumer economics. And
we had a typing class that I think I took maybe my junior year. And I think keyboarding is critical today.
That is the one class that my former students mentioned to me when they talk to me mm-hmm. nowadays is that class in typing mm-hmm. was the best class I ever took.
Home rows, ASDF, JKL, semicolon. You don't forget things
yeah.
like that. There was a teacher there a year or two. Do you remember a typing teacher? Her name was Jean Webb. She was there for a short time,
yeah.
but that's who I had, if I remember correctly. Getting back to the football, did you work with Wally Westbrook?
Wally Westbrook came the same year that I did.
I should say Mr. Westbrook, yeah.
yeah. And, in fact, he was head coach of football, and Larry Odom and I had the fresh off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did scouting and things like that, as well as the schedule for freshmen and sophomores.
How long were you at FCHS? You started there in the fall of 64?
I was there 29 years.
Wow.
I had a total of 33 years of teaching.
And you got into coaching the tennis team?
Tennis, yeah. I introduced tennis to Fairfield High School
mm-hmm.
in 1965. And I spent 4 to 6 years coaching mm-hmm. high school tennis.
And golf wasn't going when you came here, was it?
Yes.
DJ did they
Wood.
Have golf team? DJ, yes.
Yeah.
DJ Wood had that.
Yeah.
I remember Billy Pierce was on that. He was quite the golfer. Neil Laws Jr.
Yes.
And they had some good teams.
Yeah.
You enjoyed the coaching. You enjoyed the teaching. And then I guess at some time you just said, well, I'm going to retire one of these days.
Yeah.
What year was it you retired?
In 1993.
Doesn't seem like time has really passed, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Since I've been retired 25 years.
But you still keep busy.
Yes.
What else? Okay, so you've retired. What are you doing in spare time? Well, let me back up once. My wife was driving up to Charleston one time and said, David, I saw Don K. Wood riding his bicycle to Charleston. Was that a regular occurrence?
Well, I took up biking. And I have biked across 6 different states. And I have biked over 90 miles in one day, more than once. Those were summertime 14-hour days.
Oh, my gosh.
And I travel from here to Charleston, where our daughter lives, in 6 hours. That's averaging 15 miles an hour for 90 miles.
On the back roads, of course?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you can't do that on the interstate. So what else are you doing in your spare time?
I enjoy fishing and hiking. I hiked the Appalachian Trail, a portion of it, back about a dozen years ago. And I do gardening and blacksmithing.
Really?
I took up that hobby. I do woodworking. I've refereed basketball for 33 years, and I have refereed volleyball for 17 years.
Are you still doing that? Still doing the volleyball?
Yeah. Well, and basketball. Not varsity. I've refereed varsity and junior varsity, and now it's mainly grade school and all the way down to Pee Wee basketball.
And you know, I hear there is a shortage of refs.
There is.
Is that becoming more
there
so?
Is. Mm-hmm. There is a shortage, and it's something that people should look at. It's, they're needed.
Anything on your bucket list that you're looking at? Maybe it's on your list and you've got it scheduled, or something that, oh, I sure would like to do, anything like that?
Well, we started taking a tour, like with Capitol or Presley tours, in the 90s, and we've gone every year since then on some tour. My bucket list was a tour to Greece, which I got to do about 7 or 8 years ago. And for me, as a historian interested in history, I wouldn't trade that trip to Greece for all the others.
Well, that's good to know. I might put that on my list. It's always nice to hear people having good experiences on something they want to do. Tell us about your family.
Well, we have three children. I should mention I married Melinda Edwards in 1963, and we have three children. Melissa is the oldest, and she lives in Charleston, and she's a dental hygienist. Jeff is our older boy, and he lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he's an accountant, and he is working with medical equipment, which they lease because it becomes obsolete rather quickly, and he's an accountant in that work. And Blake, our youngest one, lives in Carmel, Indiana. His wife is a Presbyterian minister, and Blake works with making applications for grants for different companies.
Well, Don, I'm going to guess, as we wrap this program up, I'm going to guess that you could still get in your Army uniform.
I can, and I do occasionally.
And you do.
A few recent Veterans Day weekends, I've worn that old uniform to church.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your service. It's been great visiting with you, and I think people have learned some things about Don K. Wood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Dave Land, been talking with Don K. Wood, and next week we'll have another guest on Meet Your Neighbor.